This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you until 12 o'clock. In about 20 minutes, we're going to talk it over with David Jacober, a young man battling terrible cancer, but has really found some strength through the St. Louis Blues. He is the son of legendary St. Louis broadcaster Ron Jacober. Joining us now, though, is the man who runs Worldwide Technology Raceway Park, the owner, Curtis Francois. Curtis, great to be with you. How are you?
I'm great, Frank. Good to be with you.
Boy, this is a big weekend. Two huge NASCAR truck races, national television. Obviously, it's going to be packed and rocking this weekend at the track. Tell our listening audience what we have going.
Well, every year we look forward to NASCAR coming to town, and this year we've really got a great show. So we have our NASCAR Camping World Truck Series race, but we also have an ARCA race, both of which are really the test bed. It's the area where drivers kind of hone their skills, and the next step is the top level at cup racing. So it's always exciting to see these guys come and show off what they can do at Gateway. It's just a great show.
So what about Dave Stewart and Worldwide Technology Raceway becoming your title sponsor out there? What has that meant to the track?
Well, it means so much. And obviously, it is just so important to see another St. Louis company come to support what we're doing here at Worldwide Technology Raceway. There's multiple others. You look at Bomarito Group and others that have come and say, they just understand that we're trying to really do something special out here. And with Dave Stewart and Worldwide coming together, it brings just a whole nother level, particularly the things that we're going to be able to do from a technology standpoint and really be industry innovators through the partnership.
Yeah, in as layman a terms as possible, give us an idea of what it could be like from a technology point of view at the track with WWT involved.
Well, I think we're looking at all of those opportunities, but I think what you could really see is a fan experience that says, hey, I'm going to be in a car and looking out the windshield, although I might be doing that looking at a screen in my seat in the stands. So,
wow.
If you just got to be thinking, big and what can happen through a 5G connection and different things that are coming up. So we just could not be more thrilled about it.
So one of the guys that's going to be a fan favorite this weekend is Jordan Anderson, who had some issues a few years back at Gateway, and you hooked him up with Bomarito, and now they've become Jordan's title sponsor.
Yeah, it's just another example of great St. Louis support. Jordan is as fine of a guy as you'll ever meet. And, you know, he was somebody that just needed a little bit of a break. And through the introduction to John and the Bomarito group, you know, you really got to see an opportunity of some more St. Louis hospitality and resources brought to bear to really make sure that Jordan could compete at a high level. And he definitely is.
The crazy thing is that these are actual trucks. And I believe the straightaway speeds will be in excess of 170 miles per hour with an average speed of about 140 if everything goes according to plan.
That's right. And so, and you got to remember at our racetrack, we have two different corners. So we have our 1-2 corner, which is much tighter and bigger banked, and the flat out 3-4 corner. And so you really have to set up the truck to be able to do both. Makes for great opportunities for passing. And we're doing some special things that we're going to be able to run two race lines side by side through both ends of this track. And that'll be a first. It's going to be very exciting.
What about the truck itself? What do these things actually cost? Give us a little insight.
So, you know, you'll see trucks that are in the $250,000 range. You'll see trucks that are in the $100,000 range. It really depends on the technology that they're bringing to bear. And there's certainly a lot going on in that truck that doesn't meet the eye to make sure that they're getting down that track at 175 miles an hour.
A lot of bonus money at stake this weekend at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Tell our audience about that.
That's right. So they've had the triple truck challenge that was put together. And so each guy that actually is winning here is going to get a $50,000 bonus check for winning in this particular race or in the other races that are part of the Triple Truck Challenge. So just a great opportunity for those drivers to win a little bit of extra cash.
And I believe that you are the only track in America that will have an NHRA event, a IndyCar event, and a NASCAR race. And I think, you know, a lot of people, when they see the growth of what you've done and they see the electricity, especially for the Bomberito race, they're wondering, could there be another type of NASCAR event at Worldwide Technology Raceway in the near future?
Well, you never know. I can tell you that we're doing everything from our standpoint to make this track a national class track that can really hold up to any scrutiny for any type of cup race or any type of NASCAR race. So what we're doing is doing the best we can possibly do. Listen, we brought the Stanley Cup to St. Louis. You just never know what could else happen here. So
the NASCAR Truck Series and the ARCA Series will be taking place Saturday night, and it's two great races. It's only one ticket, correct?
Yeah, it's two great races and just be an evening of fun. So we suggest that the fans show up about 4 o'clock for the best experience. You'll be able to catch both races, spend some time in the midway, and see all the different things that are going on there. You know, $40 ticket covers all of that. Kids are free. And so it's just a great opportunity to come out and build a memory with your family, see some fantastic racing, and also just experience the great culture we have at Gateway Motorsports Park, which is now Worldwide Technology Raceway.
Curtis, good stuff. We'll see you at the track this weekend. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Frank. See ya.
All right, Curtis Francois, who has really done an incredible job at the track, joining us. Let's see. We haven't really read any text today. Anything interesting to you out there, Brian?
Let's see. Scrolling. We haven't actually read any text yet today. It's loading up now. 3, 2, and 1. Cards need to gut this team and go young, like the Houston Astros. This is the most boring team that I've seen in a long time.
Yes. All right, what else? I don't know if I'd gut it. I'd like to see what's going on here in August, and if you got a chance to make the playoffs, you make the playoffs.
Let's see. Good point, Frank. Hitting coach John Mabry couldn't be a more personal, great guy, and it was not his fault. Jeremy from Chesterfield.
All right. Finally, some defense of John Mabry.
Frank, let DeJong hit 30 home runs more than one time before you call it. Jason Hayward, for instance, hit 27 one time and hasn't come close since.
Well, I would be willing to bet the ranch that if you look at Jason Hayward's 10-year offensive stats and then you were to look at Paul DeJong's 10-year offensive stats, I would like DeJong in that battle. Anything else?
And finally, stop. Goldschmidt looks terrible. He's been a bust so far. Don't sugarcoat it.
Well, he does have 13 home runs, but he has been disappointing. There's no doubt, even if you are a Goldschmidt fan, you'd have to agree that he's performed under expectations. Bossy?
Think about this, though. The one guy who's keeping you afloat offensively is not going to be on the roster next year. Like, I know you can think about this year and trying to get that second wild card, maybe, you know, make a deep run. I'm not with the gutting it. But I think you have to come to the realization, and Mozeliak and management have to be honest with themselves and say, we haven't spent money well. We haven't drafted that well. We have traded some players and have gotten nothing in return. We need to reevaluate what we're doing. And if that's trading a couple players, getting rid of a couple players, try to get younger, I'm all for that. There's a difference between gutting it and going full rebuild or just trying to retool a roster that has been upper management's faults, and it's all about roster reconstruction. Yes, there's players that are slumping, but in the end, this is not a playoff team, and I think the sooner they realize that and get this team to where it was 4 or 5 years ago, I'm all for that. But you can't sit around 4 years in a row looking up at the standings, praying for a second wild card, missing the playoffs, and rinse, wash, repeat. It just doesn't make sense to me.
If the discussion becomes, we haven't drafted well, we haven't received proper value in return for trades, and especially when it comes to relievers, outside of Andrew Miller, who has pitched better,
yes,
we have not received fair value on the free agent market, then the next conversation has to be, how can we trust you to fix this?
Yeah.
So if that's – there are going to be, and there probably already have been, some very deeply uncomfortable conversations in the Cardinals' business and front office portion of Busch Stadium.
Yeah, that would be fascinating, that if you get to that point in August where you don't think – Well, the trade deadline has changed, right?
The trade deadline is now just July 31st.
Okay. Could you imagine if you are that far out of it at that point where you'd actually have to consider trading Ozuna? Boy, that would really be depressing. I don't think that's going to be the case because I kind of like the way the starting pitching may be headed. I mean, you have Michaelis, who's coming off a really good start. You have Flaherty, who just, you know, guy gave up four hits last night, but two of them were bombs. And then you have Dakota Hudson, who's been your best.
And then what?
You're one injury away from
you
really
have three starters.
It could go either way, but yeah. You got three that you maybe feel pretty good about. And then Waino, who, you know, as a fourth or fifth starter, he's been okay, as long as he's not your ace. The problem is, what do you do at that fifth spot?
You go outside the organization.
Yeah, well, they should have done that a while back.
You have no choice.
Yeah.
You have to do that this, ideally this month, but I get that you need a trade partner, and there doesn't appear to be any outside of Seattle. But that's your answer. Before the break, if you really want to contend this year, I would be for doing for a pitcher for next year, too. Get a pitcher who's under control for 2020, but get a starter, a good starter from outside the organization because the rotation will trend down soon enough if you only have three starters you trust.
They need vision, like the kind of vision that Dr. Michael Jones at Quantum can provide. 855-260-EYES, Dr. Jones, longtime friend of the show. And I'm telling you, if you want to get your eyes fixed, and get them fixed forever. Not worry about contacts, not worry about glasses. Why not go to the best eye surgeon in the country? He is regarded as one of the greats. He practices on both sides of the river. He's a professor at SLU. 855-260-EYES, Dr. Michael Jones. David Jacober, when we come back.